battled with addiction in a very hardcore way,
very
right?
Very hardcore way. I told Scott on the way up here, we were sharing stories, and I was like, man, when I had my first band, I said, I had the rock star part down way earlier than the musician aspect of it. So, you know, yeah, I mean, 12 years of the amphetamines and, you know, getting served divorce papers and all that jazz. And
wow, so you actually got papers and everything.
Yeah, but, you know, we're together, and things have never been better, and be 4 years clean in April.
Well, congratulations.
So, it's been a trip.
Wow.
To say the least.
Because I've met the wife.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you even got served papers and all of that.
Yeah, I was not a good guy.
So, I mean, you literally hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I didn't have a place to live. So, and, you know, I've always heard people in the past joke that's what it takes. You got to hit rock bottom before you want to get better.
Right.
And it works.
It works.
I'll tell you firsthand, folks.
Firsthand.
No, it's been a good ride. This last 4 years have been amazing. So
I was going to say, because like I said, I met the wife. I've seen you and the wife. You guys look happy together. And
very
then
happy.
You two are always doting on the kids and on each other.
Right.
And you watch these guys on Facebook or Twitter or anything. And it's almost something like straight out of the Waltons or, you know, Little House on the Prairie.
Wouldn't quite
like
go that far, Brandon.
I mean, you guys are just, it's all about love, and it's always cute and adorable with the kids.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
two kids?
Isabella is, she'll be 6 in April, and Cora is probably 6 months old next week.
Wow. Wow. Very happy dad.
Very happy dad. The girl farm is pretty cool, but wouldn't mind having a boy sometime.
But do you own like a boy dog or anything
actually,
like that?
Actually, we had a girl dog.
Oh, wow.
And we got rid of that, but now we have a boy cat, so.
Well, there you go. You're taking steps in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Get somebody to hang out with you in the man cave.
Right.
So we were talking, okay, so Tired of Being Nice, that album's pretty much coming out of The Road to Recovery, right?
Right.
Okay, so this next album, this one that's getting ready to drop, that one, where does that come from in all of this? I mean, you've got that whole story now, and I've heard some of the new songs. I mean, is this now just kind of coping with life on the road, being the musician dad and all that stuff?
I think, to me, a lot of it definitely has to do with where I'm at now compared to the last one.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, none of it, I wouldn't say it's got to do with coping with anything, but I mean, I was just trying to pop out some happy tunes because life's pretty grand right now. So.
Because you heard from a lot of people, the last one was kind of sad.
It was kind of sad, but, you know, and I thought the people saying that would bother me, but I really didn't care because it couldn't get more honest than what I had.
Well, I mean, what?
I met lots of people that was like, I can't believe you tell everybody that. It's like,
I mean, you got to get it off your chest somehow,
I hope I can help
right?
someone else out.
Well, no joke.
And I've met a lot of people that are thankful for me being open about stuff because kind of help them realize that they can get help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it takes people who, I mean, you, for all intents and purposes, I mean, you've got it together now.
Right.
And you were at rock bottom. And it
right.
takes people like that giving somebody else a little bit
Don't
of encouragement.
Don't get me wrong. I'd love to sell a bajillion records someday. But, you know, I get more satisfaction out of knowing that someone listening helps someone.
That's awesome.
That's more what I'm about, so.